Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Good afternoon. It is Wednesday. It is just after 12 o'clock in this wonderful Twin Cities of ours with the weather fantastic. So you probably notice it's not Chad's voice on the old microphone here. That's because Chad is out swinging the old irons around. Is that what you say when you golf, swinging the irons?
You can do that.
Okay, he's swinging the irons.
Swinging them with a purpose today, playing with one of the auction winners from one of our past NMDP radio auctions.
It's good to see that
he's on a package of golf with Chad, and they're getting it done on a beautiful, what are we up to, about 54 degrees right now?
No, I think it's warmer than that right now. Maybe?
I don't know.
I'm looking for do you have a thermometer in here? Where's Chris Schaefer when you need him? I need a thermometer.
I think it said 54.
Stat, 54.
Just a minute
ago. All right, not bad. So anyway, Chad's off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Hanging out with you. Appreciate it. Much to talk about today. Much to talk about today. Specific things that we're going to get some expert to weigh in on about this government shutdown. I really want to know what the situation is at the airports. You hear that certain cities, there's no air traffic control workers. How much of it's reality and what's really happening in the airports, okay? I flew this weekend. The airport seemed fine.
They never cancel your flight.
Not, on Sun Country that cost $49. It was a big time flight. But I want to know. So I have an aviation expert lined up. We're going to talk to him a little bit later today, kind of get some big picture perspective from him on what this government shutdown, what kind of impact it really is having.
That's an hour from now, by the way.
Yes, yes. And then we're also going to, a little bit later, going to talk to Stephen Scheer. He's a professor at
Carleton College.
Carleton.
Big time.
Yep.
Writes a lot of books.
Yes, he does. Smart dude. Good to talk to him about the political implications of this government shutdown. Who's going to get first? Who's going to balk?
Yeah.
So
who's winning the PR battle right now?
Exactly. So David lined up an interview with him. We're going to talk to him a little bit later. We also have this is just hot off the press news that's coming in right now. A beloved Minnesota food.
A staple, one would say.
A staple. And particularly this time of year, it has made a list. I can't describe it any more than that, or we're going to give away what the story is. It's made a list.
Well, it's a ranking of the great fall foods that America's states have to offer.
So there's 50 states, last time I checked.
So we went with 50 foods, one from each state.
And
where does Minnesota's wild rice soup rank?
The answer might surprise you.
Might not. Who knows? Who are we to say?
So breaking wild rice news, which I I can't say very often.
You should say it more.
But I'm not going to, I promise you, and maybe you don't want to hear this, but I'm not going to spend the next 3 hours completely talking about politics. I think we got to give our brains a little bit of a break from it from time to time.
We could talk farming, too.
That's right. We are going to talk farming.
About a half hour.
We're going to find out how the crops are looking this year and then factor in the government shutdown, which does play a role in this. So the government shutdown, you may not be feeling immediate effects, but it's out there. So we're going to talk to University of Minnesota Extension a little bit later about that. Lots of stuff today.
Yeah, big show.
Lots of stuff. I want to start, though, National Guard. When are they coming? When are they coming to Minnesota? The governor's talking about it now. I will tell you this. When the Annunciation Church and School happened, church and school shooting happened several weeks ago, I was convinced, and I tend to, as a news person, overreact to things, just automatically jump to conclusions. Well, they're going to send the National Guard. I thought at that point they're going to send the National Guard. And that was before Chicago had the National Guard. It was before there was any discussion about Portland. I think they were maybe at that point had just arrived in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And I was like, why wouldn't that happen? The thing between Trump and walls, and I just, it seemed for sure to me that it was going to happen at that point. It didn't. And the more I looked into it, the more I talked to police sources and people who knew, they said, listen, while horrible and what happened, they said it's hard to compare how they referred to it, the size and the scope of the cities of Chicago, Washington, D.C., and then to anything that would be going on in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
So at that point, a very well-connected source says, I don't think so. I still, in the back of my head, maybe the rationalization doesn't have to be there from a law enforcement perspective, but it feels like this is just something that President Trump would do to troll walls, if at the very basic part of it. And now Governor Walz is talking about it. He's alluded to the fact that he believes it's a pretty strong possibility. And he talked about it yesterday. Let's listen to that.
It would be logical for them to come here. We fall into exactly what it looks like they're trying to target, blue cities in places that he wants to make an impact. You can certainly chill voting in states like Minnesota if you target Minneapolis and St. Paul. I think the biggest thing is that you're hearing here is you have two governors. Our job is not to do immigration enforcement. We work and do our work. Our job is not, we're supporters and partners when our guard's used for national security, specifically outside the country. Our job is to make sure our schools are funded. Our job is to make sure we're making life more affordable. Our job is to talk about housing and child care. Our job is to make sure, as they did in Illinois and Minnesota, our kids are eating. All of those things are things we should be doing that aren't doing. But I think the preparation is to learn from this. I think the courts are still holding, and you're seeing the courts, where we're able to bring these temporary restraining orders against them. But again, none of this is about to, and again, it's not a distraction, and none of us are saying we shouldn't be addressing crime no matter what our statistics are on that, but there are specific ways to do that with the professionals. Simultaneously, as they're shifting all these resources to this immigration and intimidation campaign, it's pulling resources from other things that we could use with them. They pulled out some of the counterterrorism dollars, some of the things that we could actually be using. So we're preparing for it. We're preparing to use the courts. We're preparing to follow all the laws as they're written to challenge them on this, but I think it's really important for the citizens to see this is not normal. And again, it's the false threat. Do you want to see crime stop? Yeah. Well, sending in the National Guard, who are, fighter pilots, artillerymen like myself or whatever, is not the same as adding more trained police officers who have the authority to be, and separating the idea of federal military control of American cities versus civilian control, who are responsible to mayors, city councils, governors, not the President of the United States. And I keep saying this. You do your job and we'll do ours. And the fact of the matter is, we're doing ours. I don't have to remind you, the government is shut down while Nero golfs or fiddles. And that is not the way this is supposed to work. So yes, we're preparing for it. But the challenge for governors is, we have to simultaneously deliver and do the services. And right now, there's no desire at the federal government to do that. They're not fulfilling their obligations. They're not getting the work done. They're not doing any of that. They're focusing on these issues.
So that's the governor yesterday. He was in a forum with the governor of Illinois.
J.B. Pritzker.
Pritzker. And so that's his stance on that. If I were a conspiracy theorist, which I'm not, I would say maybe Governor Walz wouldn't mind it if the National Guard showed up here. Because it would make us the center of the news cycle. And it would be an opportunity for him then, Governor Walz, to get some of his anti-Trump thoughts and feelings, and it would give him a pulpit.
Political victory, you're thinking.
I mean, it would just, it would bring the conversation here.
Obviously it would.
And I do still think that Governor Walz feels a bit of a tug to go after Donald Trump because he was a vice presidential candidate, and to be involved in the national conversation about it. Again, I have no idea.
Maybe he'd even just like the court battle.
Yeah.
Like been going on with Portland.
Yeah. You know? Let's get in it.
Activate the Oregon Guard. Well, Trump or a judge says can't do that. So Trump tries to bring in the California Guard.
Yep.
Judge says can't do that. Hold on. So you know, obviously that's still in limbo.
We're a blue state. Let's get into it. Let's go after it. I don't know. So we also have some sound from President Trump that I want to play for you so you can hear his perspective.
So far, it hasn't been necessary, but we have an insurrection act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I'd do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that.
So that's President Trump. He's talking about using the insurrection act, which he believes would be a way to basically go around the courts on this particular issue. Getting some great comments here. WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. Appreciate that. Ask Walz how voting would be chilled by federal forces if only legal citizens are voting. LOL. If you do the research on the dispatchment of the Guard, look into how many had protests and council members wanting to defund the police. You'll be surprised. Thank you. Another comment coming in. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And keep them coming, by the way. I don't know what you think. Here's what I don't understand. And from what I've read, the situation in Washington, D.C., if you take the National Guard troops for the simple fact that they were there to be a presence, I don't think I've read much about the National Guard troops themselves going out and being involved in ICE operations. To me, it seemed as if it was more of a show of force thing and to try to make people feel more safe. I would be interested to talk to somebody from Washington, D.C. about the reality as if they feel that way. If when they're walking down the street and they feel that way and that, you know, yeah, actually the National Guard here, it does feel safer and it's a Friday night, it's 2 a.m, and I feel perfectly comfortable because there are people standing on the corners and here to keep me safe.
The stats show that crime has decreased.
Didn't the mayor of Washington, D.C., or D.C. even?
Yes.
It conceded that?
Yes. Crime decreased, violent crime, I think, even kind of significantly. I mean, the question is, obviously the Guard can't stay there forever.
Yeah.
Is this just taking a pause and then crime just jumps back up when the Guard leaves? Obviously, we're yet to see, but
when I get the
at least a good thing that crime, well, at least for now, is down.
Yeah. What if we looked at it on the flip side of this and said, hey, if the National Guard was here and they were in downtown Minneapolis, if they were in Dinkytown? You ever been to a Dinkytown on a Friday and Saturday night?
It's been a while.
We were there for Farm Aid a couple weeks ago, and we were driving down through through the bars and everything. And granted, I'm an old man, but I was like, "Geez, Louise!" It felt a little sketchy to me.
Really?
I'll be honest.
That's too bad.
I didn't see an abundance of University of Minnesota or Minneapolis police officers on every corner. If I had a kid going there, would I feel safer if there were some National Guard troops walking around making sure nothing bad was going on? I don't know. Would it be the worst thing if the National Guard came here? If it was purely a public safety thing.
Sure.
Which is what the argument will be that it's not. It's a flex. It's showing that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this? WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. I would love to hear from you. And ask yourself this. If there were a place in Minnesota or the Twin Cities where if the National Guard was coming, where would you want to see them? Your thoughts when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
News Talk 830 WCCO times 1225. Appreciate you listening today on this lovely Wednesday. Finally feeling like fall outside. Chad Hartman's doing a little golf today. My name is Chris Eggert. I am with 5 Eyewitness News. And glad to be with you today talking about the big issues of the day. And a big thing we've been talking about this morning so far, or this afternoon so far, is the potential of the National Guard coming to the Twin Cities. I don't want to assume the Twin Cities, but...
I think we can say.
I think it'd be safe to say, let's assume the Twin Cities coming to Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz talking about it now, saying he feels like it's a possibility. Wanted to get your comments on this, and I've got lots of great texts coming in. WCCO talking text line 651-461-9226. We have Tom on the line. Tom, hello, and I'd love to hear your perspective on this.
Sure, thanks for taking the call, Chris. History repeats itself. I'm in my 70s. We had the civil rights and the unrest there. Many people alive won't remember that. Next biggest chronologically, of course, is Vietnam. If anyone is unfamiliar with that area or needs a refresher, right now on Netflix, Turning Point, the Vietnam War. Five segment series documents the whole progression of Vietnam War. The last couple deal with the government, what's happening at the time. And if anyone doesn't remember, Kent State, 1970, National Guard called in. Those troops are not trained to maintain peace and order, and certainly not to police. Four college-age protesters were killed. There again, it deals with what's going on above from the top in Washington. Many lies are told, as they are now, and people become inflamed, and you have untrained arms on the street. Once again, Turning Point, Vietnam War, if anybody's missed it, also deals with the My Lai Massacre, which took place. I happen to be a Vietnam veteran, and what took place, and that's the armed forces, the way they're being trained, take no mercy. If it moves, kill it. That's the My Lai Massacre, also touched on during Vietnam. So we've got to be careful how we reprogram people based upon our history.
So, Tom, and you, thank you for your service, it sounds like, and your perspective, and because you're looking back, you're not talking about the here and now, but you're trying to add a little more perspective to it. So I do appreciate that. So you're maintaining that the troops being sent here it's more of a bigger picture of trying to put your foot on people versus actually trying to make it safer or keep the peace.
What I'm thinking is we need to proceed with extreme caution. We've got Texas troops in Chicago. Not one governor is in compliance. But then again, it starts up further than that. With all these troops in the streets, we're becoming familiarized to it. And it's only going to progress worse. Now, you call the Insurrection Act. You're one step away from martial law.
And we have had lots of texters with that particular train of thought, too. Tom, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. It was good to hear your perspective. WCCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. I suggested if the Guard were to come here, where could they be utilized the most? One of the texters says near Floyd Square, George Floyd Square. We have had all kinds of stories about business owners in that area, and they don't feel safe. The area's it's in flux. And that's a whole other issue. They still don't really know what they're doing with George Floyd Square. So that was one of the comments here. Other people saying, I don't know why any state governor would not want the streets to be safer. And I guess this comes down to what do we really believe is happening here? Is it really about the safety of the communities and a short-term deployment for the National Guard troops in city XYZ, or is it part of something bigger? That's the big question.
And it's it's an ends justify the means question. It's a precedent question. Do you want this to be how we move forward as a country, where crime bubbles up in some area? It's all right, boom, police can't handle it, let's go National Guard right now. How quickly do you have to make that? We're not talking George Floyd riots,
yep,
where the city's literally burning and, okay, we need extra help.
Well, there's all kinds of questions about when the National Guard was called in that particular situation.
Eventually,
by the way,
it happened.
And the National Guard was called in to the city of St. Paul when they had a cyber attack a couple weeks ago. So it's kind of weird, our selectivity of how scary it is when the National Guard shows up.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Nobody was scared when the National Guard came with their cyber unit to fix what was going on with the city of St. Paul. Interesting.
You're bringing up a point, Chris. Yeah.
WCCO talking text line, 651-461-9226. Keep them comments coming in. Love it, love it, love it. We're going to talk about how the government shutdown could be impacting crops. It's harvest time here in Minnesota. Thought this would be an important conversation to have. Well, haven't we come back? News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
1236 News Talk 830 WCCO. Thought we'd talk a little bit about the harvest. It was the harvest moon. If you guys noticed the super moon the last couple nights, very bright.
Cloudy.
Well, when there was a little, when it would just peek through there, boom.
Boom. There's your moon. Just,
there's your moon. So it's harvest time here in Minnesota. If you're out and about in the country, you've probably seen it. I'm guessing there's some folks who are sitting in their tractors right now and who are listening. And we appreciate what you're doing. I want to get a little perspective on because I've heard different things about how the actual crops are doing this year. And I read a great article by Garen Paulson. He's with the U of M Extension. And it was talking specifically about the crops this year. And from what I could ascertain, they're looking better. Now, the next thing we need to do is then factor in some of the geopolitical things that are going on right now and how that all impacts it. So we have Garen on the line right now. Garen, thanks for taking time for us. I appreciate it.
Hey, yeah, happy to talk with you guys this afternoon.
So what are your thoughts? And you've been out and about and you've written some great articles about it. What are your sort of overall thoughts right now on the crops in Minnesota this year?
So my position with the university, I'm the farm business analysis specialist. And I work with farmers in southern Minnesota, so kind of the bottom three counties. And for the most part, soybean harvest has wrapped up. While the soybean harvest has been excellent, it's not quite as good as we had hoped back when I wrote that article there in mid-August, but still a very fantastic crop. So that's what farmers want. Same way with corn. Most guys are just getting into corn, getting started there too. I think the crop's maybe not quite as good as we had hoped, but still a very, very good crop out here.
So the complexity to this now, Garen, is, and I'm not asking you to get political. You're taking this from a business perspective, but the government shutdown angle of this is that because of the tariff situation, the Chinese have dramatically cut off their buying of soybeans, correct?
Correct. China has been historically our largest export customer of soybeans, a significant amount of our soybeans go to China. And with that market not being available right now, it really put a damper on soybean prices especially. And the costs that our farmers pay for seed, fertilizer, land, et cetera, have remained very high, and the cost for soybeans has not kept up with those costs. And, you know, our soybean farmers are looking at some losses this year, even with a fantastic crop.
And so the way I understand it, as it would have worked and maybe eventually will if and when there's a government shutdown, is they would get some federal assistance because the farmers would get some federal assistance because of how the crop situation played out this year.
Correct. I mean, the administration has floated some ideas that there will be some government aid available to our farmers. My position with the university is a part-time position, so I also farm. I'm literally sitting in the tractor talking to you.
Oh, wow.
And I can say, as a farmer, I would much rather have the trade than any government aid in any day. And so while the aid will be welcome and thankful and helpful, we would far rather see an agreement with China back to being our biggest customer again, rather than China has been finding its needs in South America. They've been investing in infrastructure down there, and we are very concerned that we are losing that market for more than just 1 year.
Theoretically, would whatever government assistance that you would get, how would that compare to what you would make off actually selling the crop to China?
I can't imagine that the aid would be big enough to make up for that loss.
Gotcha.
A couple of three years ago, we were in a trade war with China, and there were significant government payments then. Very welcome, very thankful, don't get me wrong. But they didn't come close to making up for the loss in income from that situation. And I would imagine this present situation would be very similar.
How long can you hold, and I'm asking this as a non-farm guy, how long can you hold on to the soybeans? Is there a way to store them for a certain amount of time, assuming maybe the China situation will be worked out at some point? Or what's your window on that?
So, yeah, a lot of farmers have on-farm storage that they own, that they use. The soybeans are very dry this year, so they have a very long shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
The hard part is, with interest rates where they are, farmers have bills to pay that are due, right? So they can't just hold on to these beans indefinitely. They have to sell these beans to pay for the seed, fertilizer, chemical, rent, land costs, etc. So while some farmers will hold on to soybeans till hoping for a reconciliation here, others simply cannot.
Give me an idea how long you were talking here. Months, years?
Oh, dry soybeans could last 18 months easily.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The hard part is the bills keep coming, right? Just like the rent of your house in town and the gas bill and et cetera. Those costs keep coming for farmers. So that is probably the most limiting factor to how long they can hang on to those beans.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the corn crop is looking this year, Garen, and then how that plays into sort of everything that's going on with trade?
Same thing. You know, the corn crop is an excellent crop. These warm, dry, windy days we've had the last couple of days have helped dry the corn down to help cut down on the drying cost. Because corn, you have to dry down to a percentage where it's safe to store even for a few months. And fortunately, corn prices have held together better. The exports there actually are quite good. We don't export hardly any corn to China. And with the use of ethanol, et cetera, we have the market is a little more stable for corn, and corn the last several years has been more profitable than soybeans. The hard part is most folks rotate corn and soybeans to gain efficiency and agronomic advantages, and so the beans are a very important crop, but corn has been doing well here the last several years.
Well, Garen, I really appreciate you taking time and taking time from your work and chatting with us about this, helping give us a little better understanding of how the situation works. And thank you for what you're doing and your work in feeding us. I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome.
All right, News Talk 830 WCCO. Coming up next, we mentioned this off the top of the show, and this is pretty big breaking news that we're on this morning, this afternoon. Sorry, I'm confused about what time it is. Minnesota's wild rice has made a list. And I think some of you might be a little upset with where it's ranked compared to other states.
You don't know that. Some people might be very happy about it.
I have a feeling.
Oh. Intuition?
It's my women's intuition. It's just it's what I feel. So we'll talk about that when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 12:48. It's a Lindis time check. Time to give your home a new look. Siding installation labor 50% off through October 31st. All right, folks, we're ready for some real talk about wild rice and wild rice soup, a beloved Minnesota food. Beloved.
A darn good one, too. Don't say it.
What was I going to say?
I'm sensing.
You're sensing I was going to say,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm sensing.
Listen, I'll talk a little bit of politics here. I'll get a little controversial, but if you think I'm going to take on wild rice, no way.
Worried about some wooden spoons coming your way from the kitchens all over the state?
Not touching that one. I'm Switzerland. I am Switzerland on wild rice. Chad's off today. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. Glad to be hanging out with you. Producer Dave Harrigan received an email right before we went on the air. We almost led the show with this today because we thought it was so important.
Yeah. Gripping news.
Government shuts down.
It's one of those
National Guard troops. Yeah.
Where were you when you heard the news kind of moments?
Where were you when you heard the news that Minnesota wild rice soup was ranked 42 on a list of 50 state foods?
Fall foods.
Fall foods, yes.
Each state got one entry.
So there, just to be clear, there are 41 other items that this particular list considers superior to our beloved wild rice soup.
And they surveyed 3,014 self-described food lovers.
Okay.
Self-described, okay. All they were asking, which one fall dish would you most like to enjoy with family this season? Not by yourself, not with friends, but with family. At 42nd, that's the best we could do with wild rice soup. Shame on America.
Would you believe that elk stew is one ranking higher than, or no, two rankings
higher
than wild rice soup?
Yeah.
Elk stew from Wyoming, a beloved fall classic in Wyoming.
Mm. Big number 4-0.
Something coming in at 27.
This one has my blood boiling.
It's really angered Dave. Funeral potatoes.
Dead man's taters.
From Utah. Are superior to our beloved wild rice soup.
Not just superior. Dead man's taters came 15 points.
They're way,
higher.
Way, 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 way
funeral
more superior.
Funeral potatoes. I mean, I get bourbon pecan pie, Kentucky. That's pretty good.
I am a little surprised by 19 having enjoyed this delicacy once. Well, actually, when I lived in the South and I only had it once and never again. Coming in at 19 from South Carolina, boiled peanuts.
Explain to me what a boiled peanut tastes like because I've never had
it. It tastes like a word I can't say on the radio right now.
Oh.
It's like you go into a gas station.
Sure.
And there's a vat of what you perceive to be soup, and you crack open the kettle, and there's a like stew of like broth. I don't know what the broth is.
beef broth or some kind of broth.
Mm-hmm.
And in the broth are potatoes or peanuts.
Peanuts? In the shell.
Shelled peanuts.
So you scoop them out? You get like the slotted spoon or something? Or do you have the broth that's part of it?
I think the broth's kind of part of it.
So you, do you eat it like a soup? Do you crack
the
peanuts?
No, you eat it. It's so nasty. So nasty. I mean, just thinking about it right now, the texture, maybe the I honestly don't remember it. I kind of suppressed it, whether the shells were off or on.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Awful.
Yet they finished 23 spots.
They absolutely crushed your wild rice soup. Oh, controversial. Coming in on the talking text line, soup overrated. If it had been wild rice hot dish.
No.
It would have been like number three.
Wild rice soup, far superior to wild rice hot dish.
Don't get me started about wild rice burgers.
I'd like to get you started about wild rice burgers. Please share your thoughts.
I will take a stance on that.
Kind of a big deal at the fair. They've got the wild rice burgers now.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Another comment coming in, made correctly, funeral potatoes should rank much higher.
Wow.
But wild rice soup should, too.
Interesting.
If I want a burger, I want it made of beef or another meat. I don't want rice in it.
I'm with you.
That's my position
on
that.
I'm with you.
I know. What else is higher on this? Let's see.
Your number one, Texas chili.
Yeah.
That's an institution. I get that. I don't know why Illinois gets to be pumpkin pie.
It's weird.
I guess they're the leading grower of pumpkins in the nation, but still.
Tennessee gets country ham.
No. No, no. You know what ham is? Boring. It's the least exciting of all the pork products.
North Carolina gets collard greens.
Okay.
That's at 12. Fried okra at 16. I'm going to say something also controversial.
Please do.
I was down in New Orleans this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We had many opportunity to have fried okra. Okra's doesn't taste good, and even frying it, it still doesn't taste good.
Yeah, I had it once, and there's a reason it was only once.
I said it. Gumbo. I think you can make that argument.
I like me some gumbo.
I do like me some gumbo on the New Orleans theme. Hazelnut stuffing from Oregon comes in at 30. Yeah, Oregon's always been known for its rich history of hazelnut stuffing.
Yeah, when you think Oregon, that's one of the top three things you think of, right?
Crab stew, crab soup, Maryland. I'll give them that. I expect crab when I'm in Maryland.
You should.
I'll give them that. I'll even put that higher than wild rice.
I'm not going to do that.
What did we beat?
We beat some truly awful, awful sounding things.
Many of which I don't think David and I even know what they are.
No.
Some of you North Dakotans here are going to hear it. You're probably going to know what this is. And I'm going to sound ignorant because I'm not going to say it right. Nopia soup.
No-fla soup? K-N-O-E-P-H-L-A.
I don't have my glasses on. I thought that was an I.
That's close.
That's a number 50.
That's the bottom of the list. Bottom of the barrel right there. Way to go, North Dakota. Bringing up the rear.
Persimmon pudding.
No, thank you.
California, 49. Shoe fly pie.
Uh-uh. I don't want anything that has fly in it.
Pennsylvania, 48. Sweet potato, some kind of sweet Hawaii sweet potato pie. With words I'm not going to try
Okinawan to say. Okinawan sweet potato haupia pie.
Haupia pie?
Mm. Brunswick stew.
Virginia?
It's at the bowling alley, I guess.
Kuchen from South Dakota. I know what that
Kuchen?
Is. Kuchen's a nice dessert. I guess that's a fall food.
Scrapple? Want some scrapple from Delaware?
Scrapple from Delaware. That's like meat bits, isn't it?
Mm.
Pumpkin empanadas.
Who's putting pumpkin in empanadas?
From Arizona. Is right below us.
Empanadas. Great. Pumpkin empanadas? Sounds sketchy.
Oh, this is a good comment. Well, Minnesota should have gone with the real Minnesota fall staple. Booyah stew.
Mm.
You ever had any booyah stew?
I have never had booyah.
Are you familiar with booyah stew?
I know what it's about, but I've never actually been.
It is pretty good. I had it a couple of years ago. And someone else weighing in, country ham is gross. Gamey, salt, pork, gross, funky, too salty. It's not ham.
Other than that, it sounds great.
Sorry, Wild Rice. What are you going to do? New topics coming up in the next hour. Appreciate you listening. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.